Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. And hard to frickin' tell what's gonna frickin' happen this weekend. It's also the 14th day of June, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 76 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 81 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and I haven't been outside yet, but it's going to be another warm day. Yesterday sure was. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. AOC had the Green New Deal, in quotes. Is Bernie's camp now considering a dim socialist bill of rights? We're definitely going to get into this as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. AOC had the, quote, Green New Deal. Is Bernie's camp now considering a dim socialist bill of rights? This is from the Conservative Tribune. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. With the Democratic Party continuing its steady march towards socialism, which is goddamn straight up treason, it is the polar opposite of individualism, which is what this country is guaranteed to the American nationals that won it in war. Some of its more radical members have become more forthright in stating their intentions to fundamentally transform the United States into a completely different nation from what it was founded as. And it's already been transformed from a completely different nation as what it was founded for. By capitalism. By the Fabian socialists, as opposed, I mean, the Fabian socialists fighting the communist socialists to see which socialist is going to make the socialist country that's already socialist, purely socialist communist country. That was a mouthful. Just this year alone, self-proclaimed Democratic Socialist New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez unveiled her, quote, Green New Deal initiative, which laughably attempted to cloak a complete socialist overhaul of the nation's economy. Our economy was socially overhauled Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the communist. With the New Deal, that we didn't need, you can, that your New Deal was in violation of our ninth article, you prick. And then you get, on the other hand, you got the fascist that would have a fascist dictatorship. fascists fighting, and they're all, but the thing, the bottom line is one, the common denominator is they're both socialists, and you cannot have socialism in the United States of America. It is fucking forbidden. Other leftists like Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren soon followed, proposing her own government takeovers of various sectors of society. You know, I love it the way, you know, that like Trump comes up and says, oh, there will never be socialism in this country. This country is pure fucking socialism. It is corporate communism is fucking what it is. And before that, it was corporate Fabian socialism. When the good old boys, the Masonic Dirty Church cabal, put in the 14th Amendment and tried to remove the Bill of Rights from we the people. Well, you didn't get her done. It's too late. This is why you're starting to hear this kind of fucking talk, is because they know that the people have figured it out. A lot of people have figured it out, and they're telling other people, you can shut down the internet. You can do it. It's gone too far. We're already at fucking war. There's no two ways about it. Now a top aide to Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who should have been hung upon his standing up and saying, I'm a socialist. Well, then you're a goddamn traitor. You're advocating an alternate form of government other than that described in what is supposed to be the Constitution for the United Biggest States of the Americas, with the preamble being the People's Bill of Rights and the People's Authority, you fucking communist piece of shit, Bernie Sanders. I would personally, if I lived through it, prosecute the case against you in my own name, and I would see you hung from a fucking lamp pole by your neck until you are fucking dead. Has tried to one-up the Green New Deal by calling for a democratic socialist overhaul of the Bill of Rights. That's fucking treason, 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 treason. By definition of the fucking word. And like I said, I mean, these people, this comes about a couple months after the Chinese-looking guy said, oh, I was bombed, America. And we're leading a communist revolution in your country. 50,000 dead in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea to stop the spread of international communism. And here it sits, holding conventions in Chicago. And now you got to come around, oh, yeah, I am a communist. Well, it's time to fucking take these communists out. Along with the Fabian socialists who removed put that fucking 14th Amendment in there and attempted to subjugate our people. It's time to wipe all their asses out. See, we need a 21st century economic Bill of Rights. The shit these son of a bitches will come up with, it's laughable. It would be laughable They've tried everything, but you cannot crack this nut. That Bill of Rights is written in fucking absolute fact. It cannot be cracked. It says what it fucking says, and if we defend it, we're defending it righteously. We're doing the right thing. We're defending freedom and liberty. There's nothing more precious on this planet. Heard Corky this morning, he was talking, and I've told you how he's talking about a mutual liberty interest. Well, today, He said these words, mutual security interest, because he's talking to these rich motherfuckers out here that got Donald Trump into fucking office. And he's telling them, these fucking American nationals, they're not falling for this shit. They're going to wipe. You know what he said? He said, mutual security interest. You don't want to lose what you have, and I don't want to lose what I have. Yeah, was it Benjamin Franklin who said that anyone that would trade liberty for security deserved neither and would have neither? And that's a fucking fact. And then he went on, we don't riot. We don't break. Breaking things. And I'll tell you what, fucking push it. You've already pushed it too fucking far. And when this fucking breaks loose, this is going to make Sherman's march to the fucking sea look like a fucking Boy Scout outing. You sons of bitches, you pushed it too fucking far. You took too fucking much. You greedy, greedy sons of bitches. Every contract since 1869 ain't worth the paper it's fucking written on. And the goddamn charter for this country will be chartered in this country. Not in the Catholic Church over in a foreign country. It will be chartered in this fucking country under our fucking Bill of Rights. It will be chartered to the individual free nationals of this country. Each and every one of us as individuals. And all the wrongs are going to be righted. All the wrongs that are left after we get through crossing this country. So, yeah, you goddamn, you better go to your rich buddies and tell them they need to get some goddamn money back in your ass, buddy. Because you don't got nothing close to what it fucking takes to stop the outrage that you and yours have created against me and mine. And it don't matter. Like I said, we've accepted the 2 million people loss. We fucking accepted it. And all it's done, it's pissed more people off more. But when they see their relatives die, when they see the children die, when they see their fucking brothers and sisters, their cousins, when they see them fucking die, and they find out that everything that we've been telling them is the goddamn truth. The people that come through that are going to be unstoppable. They come to fucking hang somebody. We can't be everywhere at once, said Cornkey yesterday. We can't be everywhere at once to stop these fucking, for these fucking American national goyim from hanging our good Judeo-Christian brothers and sisters, because they are Christians, even if they are misled Christians, committing high treason against the rest of the people. Well, you just fucking try to stop us. You'll hang with them. This shit, you just fucking pushed it too fucking far. Just face it. You should have jumped on board a long fucking time ago and said, yeah, there has been wrongs committed against the fucking American nationals of this country. They have been run down. We have been acting as their goddamn sovereigns and in subjugation, and knowingly doing so and making enriching ourselves at their fucking expense, selling what belongs to them that we could not sell, that we could not take from them without due process of the law guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. We confess, and we're going to put everything we got behind the fucking backing you, and we're going to make it right with you in the end. That would have been the move to make, but that ain't the fucking move you made. You think your fucking money's going to settle this? Or your money ain't shit to our fucking numbers. And you did have the warehouses of guns, boy. That was a good plan. If you want to fight these fucking communists, you're going to sign up. You're going to do a pledge. And you're going to have military police that'll shoot you if you don't do what I tell you. You want to fucking bet? We will come across this country as fucking individuals. We are going to fucking right this wrong that has been a wrong since its fucking inception. They started violating the fucking Bill of Rights just before the fucking ink was even dry on it. And it is going to be the law. And that's that goddamn, that mutual, what the hell did he call it? The mutual security interest. And I don't hear you talking about that 14th Amendment, buddy. Why not? Because it worked out pretty good for you and your fucking industrialist buddies when you were fucking stealing the country from the rest of us. Pretty nice to have us out of the way so we couldn't use the common law courts to fucking take it back away from you and put your ass in jail or hang you for treason, huh? Well, it's coming back. And the trial, there would be some trials. Some people got lists. Some people, I mean, when this fucking thing, the fucking anger, you think it's your fucking so highly intelligent. I tell you, you cannot fucking even perceive in your fucking darkest dream the fucking hate and anger that is built up out here waiting to burst loose. And when it happens, man. You picked the wrong fucking side. Huh, where were we? We need a 21st century not economic bill of rights. Fucking bullshit. Josh Miller Lewis, director of digital communications for the senator, posted to Twitter on Wednesday. Well, I got news for you, buddy. You ain't getting it. Those so-called rights mentioned by Miller Lewis included, listen to this, the right to health care, the right to education, the right to a good job, the right to affordable housing, the right to a secure retirement, and the right to a clean environment. Well, you know what, buddy? We already have that. The problem is that fucking the wealth we have created, we've had to turn over to you to spend it for us, because we're little children and we don't know what's best for us. And after you put in your 14th Amendment that made us subjects so that you could come and pretend that you had the authority to tax us as individuals, you took our individual wealth. You sold fucking lands that belonged to us that you just took. There was no due process of the law. There was no individual taking a property from another individual. You did it as an illegal, unlawful fucking corporation. And that corporation is going to fucking hang every goddamn one of them, along with their Judeo-Christian idiot, retarded fucking backers. Get used to the idea, because it's going to happen. The so-called rights mentioned by Miller, Lewis included the right to health care, the right to education, the right to a good job, the right to afford... No. That ain't how this fucking... The Bill of Rights from 1791 ratified the fucking superior law of this land. And we already have all that. You're just stealing it from us. We're not going to have it administered through you as you steal 95 cents of every one of our fucking dollars. What we're going to have is what we were guaranteed fucking teed. A debt-free currency so that we can exploit our own fucking resources, and then we can have all of these things all at once, plus freedom and liberty. Go ahead.
Just a question for you real quick.
Shoot.
You mentioned a book called The Birth of the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
Who's the author? Is that Rutland? Robert Rutland?
It's right here. Just a second. Let me grab it and look and see.
I can let you go. Just rattle it off.
No biggie. I'm looking. The book. Scott Hunter.
Okay, appreciate that. I'm gonna look that book up and see if I can.
Hey brother, if you want it, I've read this book. I'm holding it in my hand. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, well, just wait till I get yours sent to you.
What?
I'll wait till I get yours sent to you. Then you'll have my address. You don't have my address right now.
Well, send me your address and I'll put this book in the mail to you if you want to read it.
Okay.
Okay, brother.
When I get to the computer.
Okay, good deal.
Thanks, sir.
Not a problem. All right. We need a 21st century Bill of Rights. Okay, here we go. He concluded his tweet with the hashtag Democratic Socialism. Socialism is collectivism. That when we were guaranteed that republic, it could never violate. I mean, what the fuck? Read the son of a bitch. You can this Constitution could never be used to violate anyone's rights. Can only be used to protect them. When they laid that son of a bitch on us, he concluded, tweeted hashtag democratic socialism, collectivism. You cannot have individual rights under collectivism. What he's talking about here are goddamn collective rights controlled by, well, him. And his fucking communist comrades from around the fucking world. And then it'll be, well, the whole world should have the right to this bill of, this phony ass goddamn economic bill of rights. Fuck the rest of the world. You got that too? Because as a part of taking this nation back, we will be taking our fucking nuclear arsenal back. And people are gonna back the fuck away from us. We're gonna settle our fucking differences. We're gonna fucking isolate from the rest of this fucking destruction. Because that's all that this joining of the New World Order, this international economy, this international bullshit has brought us is fucking misery. We have everything we need right here, and we're gonna have that and plenty more when you send back everything you fucking stolen. And we're gonna live the good fucking life. Man, remember when they used to tell us that the reason the Arabs hate us and stuff is because of our freedom and our liberty? And I mean, I always found that so fucking stupid to even say. If that was why they hated it, because we had freedom and liberty, why would you hate that? Wouldn't you try to emulate that? And as the country that is supposed to be the bastion of freedom, that shining light on the hill, wouldn't that be what you were pushing across? I mean, if you did have to get involved in somebody else's fucking business, and you did conquer another fucking country, wouldn't you leave that country with the Bill of Rights for the people? Because that's what the whole idea of this country was. It was about liberty and freedom. It wasn't about fucking security. It wasn't about, it was about security to the point of securing those fucking rights. But that's where it ended. And the people that are worried about what we're fucking doing are the people who, oh, they played the game. They went along with it. And they got the money. They, like Cornkey said, you want to keep what you got and I want to keep what I got. That depends on how you got it, doesn't it? If you participate, if you ever had INC behind your name, you're a fucking government agent, weren't you? You were a fucking corporate government agent, period. And if you did that with malice and forethought, well, fuck, that's a rope, buddy. That's not just a loss of your possession. That's a fucking rope. There's just one problem. None of those things are actually rights that are fundamental to one's freedom. No, they come with, I mean, if you have your Bill of Rights in full effect and the fucking government isn't taking your wealth away from you and spend, see, it's like I said, handing your money, you know, going, you're a little kid, you go and you work at a little job all week long and you come home and hand your money to your mommy and daddy and they tell you what you can spend it on or they go spend it for you for what they think you need. We're not little children. We don't believe in the great white father in Washington, D.C. The great white fucking elitist fucking corporate father in Washington, D.C. We don't have no fucking notion of that. You are so far beneath us, we need binoculars to look down at your fucking sorry asses. I know you got the piles of mammon. I know, but you're small. You are so fucking small on this earth. We realize how small you are. The people of this planet realize how fucking small. They realize what a small little group of cocksuckers have been making misery for them for about 200 fucking years that was unnecessary. It was just for the, so they could play a game at the top. Just like, you know, some people like to play Parcheesi. They like to play games where it involves hundreds of millions of people's deaths. Oh, I got the extra shekel on that one. Got you there, Benjamin. Those days are fucking finished. We know what you sons of bitches are. And there's no way you can stop it. It's like I said the other day. You gotta just do the math. We fucking outnumber them 10,000 to one. Across the world, it's millions to one, people. So what do? If there's a fucking slave uprising, if the subjects rise up and say, fuck you, we're coming for you, what do they do? Well, now the suits, they're going to want to be protected. So they're going to have to send somebody to protect the suits. But then that leaves their homes and their families unprotected. We'll have to send somebody to protect. Well, there, you see, it's a growing number of unprotected fucking people. And it finally gets down to the point of who's going to protect the protectors? It can't be done. If we go about this the right way, they fucking fall. They fall hard and they fall quick. The suit, shoot the suit. Once these people, once the ones protecting the fucking suits, I mean, you might have three layers of this shit. Once that first fucking layer, once their houses are burned and they're fucking wiped out. They ain't gonna wanna be over there fucking protecting somebody else, are they? Once that starts happening, they'll be running home to protect their own, won't they? And then who's gonna protect the ones that they were protecting? Oh, and it's gonna come back that way, and pretty soon the suit's standing there alone. Who's willing to sacrifice their fucking family and their home for these fucking criminals? For these international criminals? For this fucking treason. Because you're committing treason, Blackwater USA, every day you operate. And you, sons of bitches, on your own fucking accord, have earned the fucking rope. And there's nobody that can stop it. That's what you don't get through your fucking heads, is there's nobody that's going to be able to stop this once it starts going. The anger, the fucking resent. People that just find this out, I get emails from them all the time, you know, I figured it out. I see what they did. I see how they did it. Those dirty sons of bitches, because this isn't something that just happened last week. This has been going on for generations. This is generational tyranny we're talking about. Like on Braveheart, when he tells that commander to stop along the way and beg for forgiveness for 100 years of fucking tyranny. And I'll let you leave this after you walk across the field and kiss your own ass. I'll let you leave this battlefield. It's always the arrogance. It's always the ones that think they can come out with the con. But goddamn, it's the one thing, you know, the people can fucking still count. And especially us older fuckers, we can still count. We understand numbers. And we understand, we step into a game. And we were born into this game. You think you know it better than we do? I mean, you might know some secrets because you know the right fucking Masons or something. You might know some secrets. But when you step back and look at the big picture like Sun Tzu would, you guys are fucked. You are fucked, 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 and I think you fucking know it. You made some bad decisions. And you're about to fucking answer up for them. You're about to reap the whirlwind, as they say. Rather, their needs and wants, I love these, and you know, Corky like loves to jump on that. It's like, you know, like me saying, this goddamn United States belongs to me, American national. I don't give a fucking shit. You sell one of my trees, you better send me the fucking money, bitch. Oh, they don't want to go work. This was the workingest fucking nation on the goddamn planet, and you fucking know it because you exploited it. And the bottom line is, I don't gotta fucking work for you or any fucking buddy else. Because either that debt-free currency is going to be there, there will be no constitution. That constitution is going to be corrected. It is going to read like the Bill of Rights. It will be absolute in law. And the consequences for violating that law will be attached to each fucking article. How about that? You think it's a wonderful, a big, huge industry, you know, this big country of pumping. All we need is to be able to defend ourselves against attack. And if every one of our people are armed and free, and that's like they used to be in this country before 1869, we have no fucking problems. We have a nuclear arsenal that will destroy the fucking planet. We don't need millions of fucking aliens pumped into this country to see how fast they can fucking turn our resources into shekels for their Jew masters. We don't need hundreds of millions of people. And, you know, the whole goddamn population of the world will fit in Texas. Yeah, it will. But there's only so many miles of fucking stream. There's only so many miles of fucking lakefront. And it belongs to me. Because I was here, the Indians are the only ones that could step in front of me because they were here before me. But the bottom line is, you know, had this whole, I mean, they always talk like the people migrated here. And we're going to pick up right there on the people that supposedly migrated to this country when we get back from the bottom of the hour break.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hear the devil.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:36 Pacific Time. And that was Blue Cesarino. I can't say the goddamn word with Dogs of War. And it is, but that's where we're at, people. It's fucking, you got goddamn communists telling you they're communists. And I just got elected as a communist in this fucking country. 80,000 of our fucking people died under the lie because we were already under communism. Since World War II, we are the ones that went over and preserved international communism in Europe. So it could spread across this goddamn country, and they could still keep having their phony ass fucking proxy wars against it as they practiced it. Oh yeah, we were down here, we were talking about the Green New Deal and the new Socialist Bill of Rights. Socialist Bill of Rights ain't gonna cut it, buddy. It's gonna get your ass hung, Bernie. And you fucking piece of dog shit. You low-life fucking parasite. See here. Indeed, the preamble of the Declaration of Independence spells it out quite clearly. We hold these truths to be self-evident. See, remember, this was written a year after the people rose up as fucking, it was a slave uprising at Lexington and Concord, and it was a full year of fucking killing British when the fucking same king's men stepped up to write down the fucking Declaration of Independence. Remember that. Indeed, the preamble of the Declaration of Independence spells it out quite clearly. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You'll notice that we're guaranteed the right to pursue happiness, but that happiness is not of itself, is not a right. Well, it sure as hell was a right, that pursuit of happiness. How were we going to pursue that? Well, we owned the goddamn richest country on planet Earth. We were guaranteed in that fraudulent document written off the Masonic fucking constitution, a debt-free currency to exploit the resources of the richest resource fucking country on the goddamn planet. You had to want to lose. You had to let some bankers in here. You had to let the internationals get in here to the point of Abraham Lincoln. That's why it had to stop, because the fucking people were thriving. They were happy. They had their liberty and their freedom. But the crown heads of Europe weren't getting the goddamn wealth that they couldn't own these people. They couldn't own what these people owned. That's why you got that 14th Amendment. To turn everything over to a fucking corporation controlled by that Jew crown heads of fucking Europe. But we're not your subjects. And back in 1775, there was no goddamn, there was nobody formed a new government and went to stop this old government or anything. It was the fucking people. They said, they were coming to take what those people had and subjugate them to the king. And these are people that had hacked it out of the fucking wilderness, had fought Indians for it. The original inhabitants. You know, there was people here when we came. They always like to pretend like, oh, just, you know, that United States, it was just uninhabited. So we had to go over there because we're England and inhabit it and civilize it and give it God. Well, there was inhabitants here. And they made the mistake of not fucking having, you know, not realizing the threat when it came. They didn't know what lied across the ocean. We do. We know what lies around the world. And we know who the robber barons at the top. I mean, the fucking Rockefellers and the Carnegies and the Rothschilds. We know who you are. We know who the main players are. We'll get that guy right at the top that nobody knows too. Make no mistake about it. This is what you fucking just put. You greedy son of a bitches. As much as you stole, and you had to keep stealing, and even past the stealing, you started to oppress because you got so goddamn rich. You got sick in your heads. It's just nothing could excite you anymore. Stealing the fucking wealth of the wealthiest nation. I mean, God, people, if you just understood the wealth that I am, there's no way to describe it. The wealth that has been stolen. If you just understood it, and they had it all, and it's never enough for a psychopath. These people have been screwing their sisters and cousins for a fucking, you know, 300 or 400 years now. They're a little loopy. And it's called hereditary wealth. It's like when you used to get the crazy kings or the crazy emperors, like in Rome. And the guy wanted to marry his horse, or the one that fiddled as Rome burned. You get psychosis. And then you want to own people. And then just owning them ain't enough. I can hurt them and nobody can do. I mean, that's the ultimate breaking of the law. I mean, the lawlessness. Is to be able to harm another person without consequence. And they told us that back in 2008. Too big to fail. Too big to jail. As American nationals blew their own goddamn brains out because they lost everything they worked 30 or 40 fucking years for. But shit, but it's just months. And they were lying to you every inch of the goddamn way. And even when they, you know, they, for their fake comeback with their, I mean, it's all done with computers. They can put up any goddamn number they want there. Can you investigate that number and tell me if it's true or not? Of course you can't. It's like the phony fucking polls. Yeah, we polled 7 of our buddies and they all agree with us that 100% of Americans want us to rule over them. They want to be subjects. Well, the proof is always in the pudding. And from what I see around me, the people I talk to, and I talk to people at all levels of fucking life, and all occupations. I mean, they're not digging this, man. They've bought their guns. They don't got to go to nobody and say, oh, I'll swear into your army and follow your fucking orders. This is the unregulated fucking militia, the largest fucking army to ever exist on this fucking planet, and nobody's gonna tell them what to do. It's going to take 2 million of us dying to figure it out, just how to fucking fight the guerrilla. Because, anyway, I mean, this country ain't really been in a war on our own fucking land in God how long? Since the War of 1812? It'll take a little while, but we're Americans. We adapt and we overcome. We conquered a continent. We did it. The rich fucks, they stood back. They stayed. I mean, think about when, that's what we're going to talk about. The original ones that came over here to, settle this land that was already settled. No, when the first explorers came to the, United States, a lot of them got hacked up by the Indians. I mean, they found the savage fucking people living here. They didn't have no problem cutting you up and putting you in a pot and eating your fucking ass. So how do you deal with the problem? Like, well, my first ancestor to ever come here from Europe came from Ireland in 1668. So it had to been like a slave thing where the crown heads of Europe, the queen or king of England declared, oh, these people are slaves and we're going to send them over there under indentured servitude to start a colony on our new lands because we just went and stuck our flag in the ground. Just sticking a fucking flag in the ground don't cut it. If you got people that are already living there don't want to move. And it's been their land for fucking ever. It didn't cut it, did it? So you had to send goddamn cannon fodder. That's what you sent. Cannon fodder. But they were the toughest fucking people because they had survived in Europe on the lower end where they were the domesticated niggers. So you send them over here and they fucking hacked the fucking living and they fucking conquered the fucking land and you stayed back. Oh, you'd bring in your British troops like with France started coming and thought they were going to send their fucking poor and wretched down here to fight the Indians and take the goddamn land away from them. And then you'd send your fucking armies to fight the fucking, your foe, the fucking Brit, the other crown heads of Europe who wanted fucking the resource and the riches of this country. But the people that fucking, that, I mean, If it had been a straight up thing where people just, you know, just left that goddamn hellhole of England, where they were fucking subjugated slaves, and came here, and actually the people who stood up for the Indians in this country, did the best job in leading the fight against the fucking European invasion, were white people adopted into the tribes. Because, you know, the people can get along. I mean, pretty much people can just fucking get along. If the people just basically want to live and be left alone, to be have enough to eat, to be warm, raise a family, enjoy, and to just enjoy the simple things in life. But these monsters, man, these conquerors, they like I said, they reached the point that they want to own people. And once you've reached that point, you are completely psychotic and out of your fucking mind. And once they go that far, they can't stop. I mean, just like we're watching them advance with this shit with over there in the Middle East. And we're going to go into some more articles so we can play around here a little bit, because we got just a little bit of time here. Let's see. Well, I wanted to hit this one, because no matter what. Denver City Council winner is excited to usher in communism by any means necessary. I'll tell you what, 20 years ago, you would have fucking, I'm a communist. Like, so you'd get the shit beat out of you. You say my country doesn't have no culture. I tell you it does. And the hate for communism is fucking, it's fucking real. You son of a bitch and communist, you make up maybe about 8% of the whole fucking population. You'd be wiped out in a fucking day. And the neocon fucking, the other ones, the Republicans, the other socialists, they make up the rest of 18 to 20%. That leaves 80 to 90 fucking percent to fucking smash your ass. And every fucking one of us is fucking loaded for bear. And it's going to happen, because you're not going to do this to us. You take a fucking, the largest army on planet Earth, and leave them with nothing to lose. You dumb, ignorant sons of bitches. And like I said in the beginning, you know, it was like, well, goddammit, everybody who's an American national, fucking you have played the game. You have been your Masonic lodges. Through your Masonic lodges, you've taken all the fucking wealth, and you've declared us to be your workforce. The rest of us American nationals on a par with the crown heads of Europe, you declared us to be your workers. Well, we're not your fucking workers. We're the fucking owners of this property that we call the United States of these Americas. And we are of every color and every pigment of skin. And a handful of you are not going to take us by fucking using children. You're going to be destroyed. And like I said, the more you let it, I mean, do you think these people aren't just letting this just kind of with that 150-mile buffer down there on the goddamn southern border with the United Nations? Because you think they didn't know that was going on, and they just let it happen? It's just that it's like I've said all along. What you got here is you got people that fucking make the Forbes 500 look weak, and how much wealth they really have, because they don't want to be known. They're the ones that put Trumpy in. They don't want to end the tyranny. They don't want rid of that 14th Amendment, because they're the master. It doesn't apply to them under their goddamn, what's the word I'm looking for here? Under their charter through the Catholic Church, through the Vatican. It doesn't suit them under their foreign charters. See, in the foreign charters, they're lords and dukes and duchesses. And we are fucking subjects. And they're the ones that they're the ones that put that 14th Amendment in there. They're the ones that's what they wanted from the beginning, from this book that I'm getting ready to send Howe. It tells it right in the beginning of it. They wanted to keep their, well, yeah, we were going to have a convention. I mean, the people went out and shot the shit out of the fucking British, surrounded fucking Boston, and fucking opened up with the cannons, run their ass out of Boston. They're going to take this goddamn country. We have a mutual security interest, guys. We better get together and we better write it up, make it look like this was all our idea, and we should be the leaders, and we'll finance it, and then we'll be the new fucking lords in this country, and you guys can still be subjects. You can be our subjects. We're not going to be nobody's fucking subjects. We're free people. We're at liberty to do as we please, so long as we do not violate another's right in doing so. And if so, we have the remedy. We have our Bill of Rights, which belongs to we, the people. Each and every one of us as an individual has the jurisdiction born in us. And there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it, but try to kill us. And when you do that, we're going to kill you. And there's more of us than they are you. And this is our fucking home. These mountains, the valleys, the deserts, the whole son of a bitch belongs to us. So bring your fucking foreign army and see what happens. We'll fight this. We'll fertilize this continent again. It'll be fertilized well. And hey, the ones that are left are going to be living in fucking paradise because it's going to belong to them. And there will be no fucking doubt about it. There will be no fucking politician saying, well, the government says this. Fuck you, punk bitch government. No, you don't. You were to serve at our fucking leisure. We're the fucking sovereigns. You, as your, in your fiduciary responsibilities, were under that fucking contract known as the Bill of Rights. I mean, the Constitution, which was under the control of the Bill of Rights, which limited what you could do and could not do. And you just took it upon yourself just to find a piece of fucking your boy Abraham Springsteen to declare martial law with zero authority in violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. You had a whole fucking, you know, that whole fucking war. You think about the people that died in that war, the so-called Civil War. They all died for that 14th Amendment. That's what that war was about. So they could put that fucking 14th Amendment in there. Just call us subjugated. And all the stupid ass people that fought, the brother that fought brother, the cousin that fought cousin, the father that fought son. You were fooled. You were bamboozled. You should have turned around every goddamn one of you and killed every fucking elitist around you. Like I said, after the end of the goddamn Revolutionary War, that's the only thing I hold against that brave young man that crossed the Potomac and marched 10 miles to Trenton with fucking rags wrapped around his bloody feet in the fucking winter to stick a fucking pike in a goddamn German mercenary. That's the only thing I hold against him. You didn't finish the job. But this time, by God, we're going to finish the job. And we understand, like I said before, we had the internet, man. The internet is your downfall. It is your destruction. Because the people around the world know who the misery makers are. There's going to be nowhere for you to hide. Especially when we get back a hold of our nuclear arsenal. Because we're just going to quite simply tell, and I guarantee you, the people around the world are waiting to see what happens here in America. And once we bust loose, and once we take our fucking country, once we bitch slap, curb stomp, kick the fuck out of anybody that steps up to fucking fight us, and we take this country back, they're going to be doing the same. They're going to be doing the same across this goddamn planet, because it's just been a handful all a fucking long. A handful! That has caused all the misery, starvation, wars, death, man. They're death worshippers. And they're, every fucking one of them is going to get to meet their demon god or whatever in the fuck they believe in. You're going to see it yourself. Because we're going to send you, and a lot of us are going to go with you. And but that, by God, it don't matter. Because in the end, our progeny, there will be no second time that this happens. Because there isn't going to be no aristocrats that are going to step up. We financed the war. We own this much land here. The land we promised, like they promised 360 acres to each man that signed up to fight in the Continental Army. Then when the war was over, well, we got to take that land to recover our money because we're not going to lose a dollar on this deal. And we're still going to be your fucking rulers. Because in less than 100 years, we're going to have another fucking war. And we're going to put something in called the 14th Amendment. And we're going to subjugate you like we wanted to from the beginning. Should have killed them. Oh, anyway, here's this bitch. Candy, C.D. Becca, on June 5th became the fourth Denver City Council candidate in 32 years and the second in this election to unseat an incumbent council member. This is how they do it. You see, they use this goddamn, this, monarchy bullshit. To the point that you're fucking, the people are ready to rise up and you fuck you rich son of a, you stole everything from us. You fucking make it just work for you. What makes you, where in the hell, how in the hell did you get elevated above me when the fucking Bill of Rights makes us all fucking equal, son of a bitch? How did you and your fucking buddies, what dirty deals, what treason did you commit? And then the people go, yeah, let's, then here come the communists. It belongs to the people. It belongs to the people. And you turn it over and, well, it's controlled by committees, actually. It's corporate communism, which is exactly what this country is fucking exercising on our people right now as subjects under the 14th Amendment. It's the 14th Amendment and fucking servitude and slavery, or it's the Bill of Rights and fucking liberty in paradise. But it's going to be a nasty fight that should have never had to happen, because our true founders did not finish the fucking job. Anybody that thinks they're fucking elite and better than somebody else, I mean, if you're smarter than me in math, kudos to you. If you dig better with a shovel than me, kudos to you. But you're not just going to drop out of the right twat and claim that I'm your fucking subject, you son of a bitch. Out of the same twat, maybe your fucking cousin married your cousin. You know what I mean? The intermarriage, the fucking sickness of fucking greed and mammon is not going to be inflicted upon me. Where was I on this bitch? C.D. Becca will represent one of the busiest parts of Denver, a north central district including Five Points, Lower Downtown, Globalville, Elyria, Swansea, Whitaker, River North, Aurora, Cole, Clayton, City Park, and City Park West. C.D. Becca won with 52% of the vote. See, this is the communists coming in. You don't have to take this. We got a better way, just like that, you know, this fucking communist Bill of Rights. We don't want your fucking communism. We don't want your fucking socialism. We want our free republic with an emphasis on our fucking rights as individuals. We are individuals. We are not collectivists. And any collectivist fucking notion is an act of treason. To suggest it is an act of treason. It is a sedition. What the hell's the word I'm looking for here? It is advocating for sedition. It is goddamn, that ain't the word I want. But it is pushing for sedition because our law does not allow it. It is a violation of our law that equates to treason. Treason, get your ass hung. You fucking tube. I cannot believe this. I gotta believe there's gotta be some Vietnam vets out there. Maybe even some Korean vets out there that went to go stop that spread of international communism that is reading this shit. How do you guys fucking, what do you got to say? What do you got to say when they're holding the communist convention up there in fucking Chicago? What do you got to say when this bitch comes out and says, I'm going to usher in communism under, with any means? I'll tell you what's going to be necessary, bitch. You're going to have to whoop the largest army to ever exist on this planet on their own fucking ground, defending their own fucking hearths. That's what it's going to amount to. And we're not that fucking part, that 18 to 20% that walks around with their fucking pants hanging down around their knees with their dirty fucking shorts hanging out. We're fucking men, and we're going to stand as fucking men with balls, and we're going to blow your fucking heads off. If the ones we don't blow your fucking heads off, we're going to try you and fucking hang you. That's how it's going to work. And we outnumber you. And it wouldn't matter. Like I said, put me on that fucking button. Would you rather be a slave or be dead? That's the question. Because I would rather be dead than be a fucking slave. For anybody to control my will. I don't want to control nobody, and nobody's going to control me. And I will have access to my heritage, which is this United States, the richest country on planet Earth. And it ain't because I wanna anything. It's because it fucking belongs to me. Never signed it off. And all your goddamn, see, that's what it is. That's, you know, mutual security interests. It's the people that made the fucking deals. Hey, yeah, I'll compromise those people's freedom. You know, their fifth article right and their fucking fourth article. I'll compromise that to be a part of the game and get to be in. I got a bit money. I got money in my pocket. I got the cars I want. I can cruise and do what I want. And, you know, fuck them. They leave me alone because I cooperated. Well, they ain't leaving you alone now, are they? So now you're going to try and get the goddamn, you're just a fucking tiny handful. You're nothing. We'll fucking roll over you like fucking, we'll take you like Grant took Richmond. Like you weren't even fucking there. At any rate, that should be enough to get your gander up. It is the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday, perhaps, with another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT at 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. I don't know. I got a lot of work to do this weekend. And you guys have a good weekend. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, man.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!